Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3. Welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast here on the Nerd Party Network. I'm Darren Moser, joined by my fellow Strandees. We're not talking to Daniel because he knows what he did. Gentlemen, how's it going? How was your Thanksgiving? We are back, just like that episode where Kern joined the Enterprise crew and they had some cooked bird meat. We tried the same thing with a group of Klingons. It did not go well. So unfortunately, we were not here last week. But we are back with great Star Trek talk. But gentlemen, how was your Thanksgiving? A human tradition from North America, if I believe.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is my least favorite holiday ever because it involves lots of food and family, neither of things that I'm really attracted to. But anyway, but for as far as Trek stuff, I did
TV marathons. There's some cool stuff.
Yeah, but then I'm with family
on.
And can't watch TV, yeah. So it's all. No, but anyway, so one thing that I, because I often have trouble thinking, what do I do Star Trek-wise? I have two things. Number one, this is sort of one that's sort of been waiting to be done, but I just decided to do it again. So the Big Finish, for those who are not unfamiliar with the British audio story production, has a Star Trek series. This is, I've talked about this in the past, but it's actually, it's the story is not, you know, with Doctor Who is sort of the most famous property on Big Finish, but not the only one. But it's usually original stories, you know, written for Big Finish audio. This one is a, I don't know if fanfic would be the right word, but it's a German novels, Star Trek Prometheus, mm-hmm. if you remember the Prometheus from Voyager. And there's three stories that have been written, so three novels. And I'd finished one, and they've released two of them. And the third one's theoretically will come out next year. But it's sort of all in the same story. But I'm now listening to the second book. So this is Star Trek Prometheus, The Root of All Rage. So it's sort of continuing the story of
the Leola Root of All Rage?
And so perhaps this does take place in the novelverse. So it does talk about, like, the Typhon Pact and the Borg invasion, and so it's all this sort of post-Nemesis happenings. Yep, but this is interesting, sort of, you know, sort of the story of the Prometheus, and then you have, and Spock is helping them currently. Then you have sort of this Klingon ship, the Borthas, if I'm saying that correctly.
I don't think Spock will ever retire. It's just, it's never going to happen. He's just
beardy
too,
and smiley.
Too busy.
Well, I was just going to ask if he was smiling. Yeah.
And so I've been listening to that, and I've enjoyed it for the most part. You know, I have usually a 45-minute commute one way every day, so, you know.
Just one way?
Times that, you know. Every day, that's what I have for my commute, so I can listen to a lot of.
He never goes.
Yeah, so
home.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
How's it just one way? How does that even work?
Well, I don't know how to do 45 minutes times two, whatever that is.
Like the economics of Phillips City are a little different.
Yeah, and so I have a lot of time to kill, so I've been listening to that. And then my second Star Trek thing is Burlington.
Two Star Trek
I know,
things.
Right? So Burlington is a city. I mean, more of a town, really. That's not far from us. So Burlington.
Do they produce
coats? They
do. Coats?
That is. This is the Burlington of that. This is the textiles, the coats. This is, yeah, this is textile country over here in North Carolina. They have a mall, which is sort of, it's not a great one. But one of the things they do have there is there's a new store. They just had a Comic-Con over there that I missed over the Saturday. It was a small one, but it sounded really cool. But there's a store there called Brothers, I think, not the episode. But anyway, it's like, it's a toy store, and I don't know how to describe it other than like a 90s toy store. Like, it's almost like you're going into a con,
maybe
the toys you would get there. And so it had, like, you know, He-Man, which I know is not 90s, it's 80s, but anyway. But, like, Turtles, I mean, Star Wars stuff I ignore, of course. But all the other stuff. And so they also sell toys as well as buying them. So I may do some of my lesser Turtles figures and take them there. And then there were some things I did want to buy, but obviously we are now in the not allowed to buy anything until after Christmas rule in our house.
Oh,
yeah. So
when you say lesser Turtles, do you mean like Raphael? Or?
No, I mean like the pizza guy, pizza chef who has like a thing for a leg and throws pizzas.
Oh,
Or the exterminator who's a bug. You know, like the things are like, here's just crap that we have, the characters we make.
Wait, are you
just
talking about Baxter Stockman?
No, that's the fly. Baxter Stockman, no, he's primary. No, I would not sell him.
Yeah, no, I was going to.
But there's other turtle figures that is sort of like tertiary or whatever you would call the fourth level of characters, where I was young and dumb and had money and didn't know better. Whereas I'm a little bit more, you know. It'd be like buying the LaForge as the monster figure where he's invisible. Playmate, you know, no one's going to buy that now. But anyway, so and they did have some Star Trek Playmates figures, so that's why I'm tying it into there. So yeah, it was cool. So it was kind of cool toy store. So anyone who's in Burlington, there's a cool toy store. And it was sort of like con prices, you know, nothing expensive, not cheap, not expensive, sort of what you'd expect to pay for that kind of stuff. So it was kind of cool.
My brother also lives in Burlington, but he lives in Burlington, Vermont.
Right.
So I'd imagine it's a little bit different.
He and Bernie.
North Carolina. Yeah, actually, we were on the phone the other day, and he's like, hey, Bernie just walked by, because he lives like right over there, mm-hmm. right in that same area. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, did you wave?
Say hi. Did he shout to you?
Anyways, so to get back.
What about you, Daniel?
To get back on track, and to answer your question a little more directly, Darren, I did partake in some burnt replicated bird meat.
Ooh, the best.
Although I guess it wasn't replicated. But no, so...
I mean, replicated is in the fact that it's the same thing you had last year.
That's true.
So in that
that's
regard...
True. I had my third annual Friendsgiving, so that's a very Trek idea, right? Since moving down here, I don't have any family that lives around here, so I just gathered a few close friends and had a little night of it. It was a good time. Nothing Trek-related that I can specifically remember, but it was nice. A nice week off.
Yeah, no, I was dressed up as an android, not of Star Trek design, but I got to march in the annual Hollywood Christmas Parade, which, yes, it's still November, but that's when they do it. It's always the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and then they'll air it locally on December 14th. So that'll be always fun to see, and hopefully I'll make it in the shot. But that was a lot of fun to do, and it's always a good time to see a bunch of friends because we usually get a pretty big group of people out at the same time. So, yeah, that's a lot
of fun.
Was
it hot with all those servos and stuff on?
No, it was pretty chilly because it's, you know, late November, so the weather's...
chilly, okay. Like
chilly
60 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
It is really cold here.
Okay, today's...
What is it right now? Is it like 30-something?
Okay, it was a high of 74 with a low of like maybe, I think, 57.
Oh.
It was downright cold, guys. Man. You're wishing for those numbers, aren't you?
Yeah, there was some heavy frost this morning. I need to get off my car.
For Ross,
we'll tell you later, Darren.
Yes, but no, it was a lot of fun. We've been having a good time, and thank you guys for giving us a week off to spend time with our families and not watch Trek for some of us. But today we are going to be talking about season ones. Everybody's got them. Some of them are great. We're going to be talking about. So whether you have one season, 3 seasons or 7 seasons, you all are included within this list.
What if you only have 4 seasons? Because you didn't mention that one.
Okay, maybe 4. I don't have time to list all your
season and a quarter,
Daniel. But you know, 3 seasons in a movie, whatever that goes.
Nice.
Yeah, no. So we've already done pilots. That was actually our second episode, as we talked about all the pilots, which I think, Discovery hadn't come out yet by then, so we didn't even do that pilot because it didn't exist. But what I wanted us to do is kind of just a comparison of the first seasons. I'm not necessarily trying to rank them. I'm not necessarily trying to, you know, say which is best. More so, what are some great things that we enjoyed in the first season? Because often, I guess what I'm mostly trying to do is often the first seasons are often overlooked just because the characters are still kind of being fleshed out and the actors are a little wooden. And that's, you know, historically
or holographic.
What has happened, especially in science fiction or holographic or not who they say they are. But so I wanted us to take a look at, you know, just kind of the high points that we enjoy from season one of a particular, you know, Trek episode. And we're not going to go in broadcast order. We're going to throw caution to the wind. We're just going to jump around. Honestly, original series is not my favorite. Change the Lord, you guys. So that one I know the least of. So we're going to start in comfy ground, Star Trek The Next Generation. We know it a little bit. A lot. No, we know it a lot.
You say comfy ground.
But
this, I think, you know, for me, obviously, laying my cards on the table, I know it's similar to you two, not to speak for you two. For Star Trek Next Generation in season one, that was a go back for me. Like, in other words, I was watching whenever I started watching Next Generation, which was not season one. And so season one was sort of like, here's the prequel that I never knew about that I went back and watched. Whereas, so like, the only ones I sort of saw contemporaneously, I can never say that word, when I watched when they were on, was and I did not watch Deep Space Nine. So that was my fault and purposeful. But anyway, so it was Voyager, Enterprise, and Discovery. Those are the only first seasons that I saw when they were the first seasons. Okay.
Saw on
yeah, and
air.
So for the rest of them, yeah. It's a lot of going back, having already known what I knew, whereas, you know, are we going to talk about this, like, just based on the first season alone or based on the whole series looking back? And I mean, and you can talk about all this, but that's going to color me.
Yeah. Again, not so much as what was your first impression of the first season, you know, because that's kind of hard to do and disconnect because we know so much of all the seasons, but more of what are those gems in that first season that, you know, make it work. Basically, what I'm wanting to do is kind of make a case for the first seasons and what, you know, there is to pluck out of that. Sometimes we're going to move along home and it's going to be fun, even though, you know, maybe it's not the best of all Star Trek. But I definitely think new viewers, which there are a lot now that Discovery is kind of pulling people back in, that I definitely think there's definitely reasons not to skip the first season. And we will be covering
it. Is there anyone you would ever skip the first season of?
I've heard people say, like, skip the first season of Next Gen, or
I would never
the first season of Voyager.
What? Yeah, I would never I would never suggest it, but I could see the case for it, especially for TNG.
See, TNG and DS9, I could see. I mean, I'm not advocating it, but of all the series, yeah. Like Voyager, no, that doesn't make sense. For one thing, it's so short. But anything, I would say,
I think it was more Next Gen and DS9.
Yeah. I could see that argument. I wouldn't agree with it, but I could see it.
I hesitate because when I tell someone to watch TNG, I will not to tell them to skip season 1 and 2, but I would probably
lower
start them in season 3. I know I'd probably start them, like, watch one I'd say probably, like, watch something like Darmok or something like that. You know, just to get them into the flavor, the feel. I'm not going to have them go watch, you know, The Last Outpost. Not to say that there aren't good things in season 1.
Why? Like,
and that's
wouldn't
the thing.
You suggest that?
Look, the trial's starting, Daniel. It's not going to end till we get through all 7 of these seasons. But no, okay. So season 1 of Next Gen. So yeah, I mean, there are definitely some great points in here. I think, you know, 1100100
Justice
is a pretty good one. You know, Philip puts his hat in for Justice as always. I mean, we just make it a sound clip at this point. I'll just push the button.
I know
just,
you like,
even though no one else
up.
Does.
Y'all, what was it? Wait, Darren, or which one are you? Conspiracy, Exploding Heads?
Oh, that was Darren. Right?
Oh, yeah. The Conspiracy, yeah, which I always thought that was the end. And it's like, no, wait, there's one more episode after that. But, I mean, yeah, maybe not Skin of Evil.
Arsenal of Freedom.
Definitely not. Arsenal Freedom's actually pretty dang decent. I mean, Geordi in command is always
Data
good.
Lore.
You know, Data Lore gives a lot of backstory to
it
Data.
Yeah. I like the battle a lot.
I really like the battle. The battle gives a lot about Picard. So, I mean, already we're listing like half the episodes.
No, I see season. And I've already, you know, you guys know I've said this in the past. Season one should get a little more love than it does get.
Right. And that's our ultimate goal. I mean, for every code of honor, there is a, you know, a too short. No, wait, there
we're
is
no
a,
one has gone
the long letter.
No one has gone
no,
before.
No, no, no.
Yeah, there is no gone
it's
before.
It's not super,
oh, yeah.
But it's pretty good.
I do want to stop you.
We're just saying the Enterprise went, like, really far away and got back within 45 minutes. That's all I'm saying, Voyager, throwing shade.
But I just want to stop you there, Darren, because just the way that you were phrasing that when you said for every bad episode there is not true. I do think the balance skews one way a little heavy in season one.
I don't know about that. No, if you took the actual numbers, there's 25 episodes. So you're telling me that That is not my high point.
Okay, let's go. We're going down.
The 13 are bad.
Give me a yay.
So this is, yeah, this is like the most.
Give me a yay or
binary
nay.
Scale. Okay.
You mean binary 1001?
Where's my pen?
All right.
I see what you did there. Okay, so encounter at far point. Yay or nay?
Yay, just by necessity.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people will say nay, but I'm going to go yay.
Naked Ooh. Now, I'd say.
It's nay.
I'd say
if
nay.
I had to choose, I'd say yay, but I'd say it's in the middle.
It's literally a remake of the original
nay.
Series.
Nay.
Like,
you've never seen the first one, probably.
No. Code of Honor.
Nay.
Okay, last Outpost.
Wait,
what?
Hey, this is nuts, but go ahead.
No. Your book is wrong. It's just dumb. I don't care when it was made. When did I see it?
You didn't see it.
Yeah, so Last Outpost, you have the Ferengi.
Nay.
Okay, where no one has gone before.
Yay.
Lonely Among Us with the
alien
possessing Dr. Crusher.
No, I thought that...
I'd probably say nay.
I thought Lonely Among Us was the one where they were in the sort of... They were the mouse in the trap, and there was Nigellum. Or am I thinking of
Nigellum?
Yeah,
I can't remember that name. Yes, that's the one.
Yeah,
Nigellum.
People remember it's the guy that's going to like at the con who blows up or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
I think it's. I like it.
It's not worth saving for any reason.
I think it's a head scratcher.
No, this is
it's more cerebral.
This is not Nigellum. It's going to the planet Parliament with two delegates. And they're trying. This is where the two elements that I think are trying to eat each other.
Yeah, that's the Nigellum one, right?
Well, let me see. Now, all right, pause. I'll look at it.
It's
okay.
Yeah,
this is where Picard's acting super weird.
And he beams himself into the cloud.
Oh, that is weird.
He does transport himself into the cloud.
That's weird.
What the?
Oh, is this the one with the blue?
Yeah, where they're in the auxiliary power.
And you have the sensor. You have the sensor diagnostic.
This is sort of like a B movie. Alien possession episode.
What? I think it took us this long to figure out.
Yeah,
say,
so it's probably not right.
Okay,
Nigellum
justice,
is from Where Silence Has Leaves.
Okay,
gonna say it wasn't.
Right, so we're wrong. Yeah,
so justice, yes. Battle,
yes.
Hide and Q,
yes. I'd say yes.
Q,
you
want to
say
back,
yes on that?
And temps Riker. This is the temping Riker.
I like it.
Riker does
a
really good job.
I'll go yes. It's middling, but I'll say yes.
Okay, Haven?
Probably not.
Roxana?
No. Well this is the one where Troy's arranged husband.
Right.
Or, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah.
The Roxana introduction, it's good, but I think I argued in a previous incarnation that her introduction in the next episode was just as well.
Okay, so Big Goodbye, computer malfunction.
Yeah, I'd say
introduces the holodeck, really.
Data lore, obviously, yes. Angel
no.
One,
no.
1-1-0-0-1-0-0-1. Too Short a Season.
No.
That's the one with the
the Admiral.
It's sort of like an Iran-Contra storyline, you know, arms for hostages. Yeah. And
what does he say? What's the Admiral's name? I remember the bad guy saying it. Jameson.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But you remember it, Daniel.
When the bell breaks.
You're talking about it.
When the bell breaks at the cloaking planet with the old.
I mean, it's the kids episode. I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
I'd say yay.
No way.
I'd say nay. Yeah. Home Soil. I like Home Soil.
I
vaguely recall as we find aliens.
It's a mystery. Yeah. You know.
Isn't that the one with the three datas or something? Or anyway.
The two. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Inside that time
loop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one. That's good.
No, that's different. That's not Home Soil. Home Soil is the one where it's
two.
Like the creatures under the sand that are trying. They try. Yeah.
Ugly
I know
bands
what you're talking
of mostly
about.
Water or whatever.
Yeah, ugly bags of mostly water. Coming of age.
That's the Wesley goes to. That's what Wesley.
That's the baseball.
Story.
Starfleet entrance again.
Oh, yes, the kill or. And then what was the other storyline? Because that wasn't the main storyline. It was him.
Gosh, these synopses are worse than Netflix. Jeez.
The guy comes
Commander Remick informs Picard and
Quinn. Oh, this sets up the conspiracy storyline.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I can't even remember much of it, honestly. Yeah.
So it's basically, it's the...
This is where he helps the Benzite, and he ends up not
Mordon,
doing as
Moron,
well.
Mordan.
Moron.
They're all alike.
I think I have to rewatch this episode.
But this does have the facing his fear with the man trapped in the next room. That's actually... Okay,
yes.
I say let's keep it in. Okay, Heart of Glory.
It's not my... You all like it better than I do, as I recall. It's not my favorite Klingon introduction.
Arsenal of Freedom.
Yes.
Yes. Symbiosis.
I'm going to say yes, but
no, it's the stupid this drug.
Is the this is the Dotu drug.
No, no.
Yeah, Skin of Evil.
I mean, no, but you kind of have to keep it
because she's gone.
Say no. Say no. Asterisk.
In terms of quality, no, I drop it. It's terrible.
We'll always have Paris.
No, God, no.
That's the one with the three datas. Because it's a it's the temporal images or the temporal ripples that they're feeling because Dr. Mannheim is working on time experiments.
Yep. Right. This is the one with the three datas. Yep.
See?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd still say no. I could pass it. Conspiracy.
Yes.
I say yes. And the neutral
zone. That's a mixed bag.
Yes. But it's a good ending.
Yeah, for the last 5 minutes. But I want to talk to my lawyer. Well, I'm a drug addict, boy.
That's Alabama Space Seed.
Okay, yeah. So are we yay or nay on neutral zone?
I say nay, but you guys.
I say nay. I'd say nay, too.
Okay, so 13 out of 25.
Or what? Good or bad?
Or we're good.
Okay. So?
All right.
So 54%.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. 52%.
Okay. Uh-oh, it's dropping as we talk. Better move on.
I mean, no, just kidding. Okay. So let's move along home to Deep Space Nine.
Which I don't know that well, so you'll have to refresh and
recollect. We got, because this is barely the format we're doing now, which is fine.
See, every episode, really quick.
We're doing it live.
Okay, emissary. You gotta keep emissary.
And I'm not gonna remember I don't do episode Deep Space Nine episode titles.
Past prologue: a Bajoran terrorist with ties to Kira arrives on the station.
All of them? We don't have to do all that.
Man alone. Odo is accused
of
a Bajoran.
Garrick stuff in it, I think.
Okay, Babel. I love
Babel's
Babel.
Good.
That's the one with the no talk. Captive Pursuit. That's what.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That's
I sort of introducing a gamma alien.
Yeah, Q-less, the Q episode.
Not probably considered great.
Probably could leave that one.
But
yeah, I'd say leave that one.
Yeah, I'd say. Dax.
That one.
She's accused of murder committed in another time. That's a pretty
sci-fi.
Yeah,
but it's not great because Jadzia doesn't really do anything. She just sort of sits there passively the whole time as they take over the station.
It's better the one where she pulls out all her other parts and, you know what I mean? Like
no,
the
that's
other personality.
That's a great episode.
Better.
Yeah, no, this one.
Like, if they had done
that. They
take
over the station pretty easily, as I recall.
Yeah, that's where. Oh, that's right. That's the other guy wants the symbiote.
And Jadzia's a.
It's basically like Spock's brain, but with Dax.
That is a great example.
It's basically that. I'm not saying that makes it better.
It's not great, as I recall.
Okay, so we're missing Dax. The passenger. Someone's hiding in the mind of someone.
Yeah, no, I'd leave it.
Okay, we're good. Move along home.
I mean, it's a classic.
It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a treasure.
It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a treasure.
Okay. We're overriding Daniel. The Negus.
It's
Quark is named head of the. I mean, it's Ferengi episode.
Well, Taryn, I don't know what you mean by that. Because when you say a Ferengi episode, that means it sucks.
No.
But it introduces the character, and it is. I don't know. I don't remember.
Think of it as a Quark episode, not a Ferengi episode.
Right.
True. Okay. Vortex. Odo discovers he might not be the only one of his kind when a visitor. Is this the one with the little like mini changeling that turns into a key?
Yes. No, he gives him a key. It's gives him like a locket that he has.
Yeah.
It kind of sets up some of Odo's. I'd say leave it. It's not that interesting.
When you say leave it, you mean like get rid of it or?
Well, we're saying which ones are we dropping? Which ones are we right? Are we still doing the same
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're still leaving. Okay. Battle lines, a spiritual Kaiopaka. This is where she dies.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of important.
Semi-interesting.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Because that planet that's like is stuck forever in the war.
Oh gosh, the storyteller cloud creature.
Well, that is an interesting one because that's the sets up the Bashir Miles relationship.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's also a stupid.
It's also a really stupid.
I do
idea.
Not like that episode.
Okay, I think we're gonna skip that one. Progress. Kira has to deal with a stubborn farmer. That's actually a really good
one.
Yeah,
it's
where he doesn't want to move.
Deep Space Nine, and you can take that for what I say that.
But it's your first time, yeah. If wishes were horses, oh dear.
I remember
no.
it not
Rumpel's,
being
no.
great, but he
Rumpelstiltskin. It's
he
really
does get the baseball.
Too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying that I remember it not being great.
the Forsaken Diana Troy Loxana Troy shows
up. Gotta keep that one. That's a good one.
Dramatitus Personae, a Klingon ship comes through the wormhole and explodes. A mutiny is considered. That's where they all start like
getting crazy,
breaking into factions. That was actually
when Sisko becomes obsessed with the clock. And
and duets.
Oh yeah, that was very popular.
She just can't. Yeah, and then in the hands of the prophets, Vedic Wynn arrives and discovers this is all the Keiko O'Brien school teaching.
It's a good episode.
That's a good episode. Okay, 11 out of 20.
Also a shorter season.
It's going to be close.
But not too short a season.
So 55%.
Ooh! Yeah. It's very close.
Well, now, what would you all say to, because, you know, Deep Space Nine not being my favorite, what would you all say to someone who said, like, Deep Space Nine, just start watching when War for the Defiant shows up? Or do you think season one?
Oh, heck no. Nah. That's way too late. I mean, there's tons of character development in the earlier seasons.
I mean, even in season one.
And every time you see Dukat, it's just amazing.
Even in season one, it's like, it's not like TNG where you could start TNG season 3. It's much more serialized at that point. And yeah, there's just so much stuff you would miss here. If you were concerned, I would suggest, and I know some people do, but I don't like to do it this way, but you could say start with season 3 or something like that and then go back and watch season 1 and 2 later on. But I just say, nah.
You might as well just watch
it straight through. Yeah.
Because it seems to me, as far as like character, I don't know if it's character development or character changes, because I think Bashir radically changes by season 2 or 3. And I think Dax radically changes in 2 or 3, because she's just sort of like Spock in season 1.
Yeah, she gets more personality. Yeah,
and then Bashir stops mostly being a jerk.
So, moving on to the Voyager, obviously.
Now, that's half a season. So, their first season is half a season. How many episodes is it?
Well, but I do the percentage based. Yeah. That's why I do
percentage. But I'm saying, like, how many episodes is it? Was it, like, 12 or something?
16. It is 16. Them's the breaks. So, Caretaker, obviously, because.
Yeah, Caretaker's good. I like
sets up
it.
The entire thing.
You've got to keep Caretaker. You've kept all the other.
Parallax, Voyager's trapped in a quantum singularity horizon.
Oh.
And, I mean, you're starting to draw the. I mean, they're kind of like the 1-2. Like, they're still kind of setting
that
up the plot at this point.
That episode, it's kind of boring in a way. I mean, kind of. But this is also the episode that determines that B'Elanna's going to be the chief engineer. So it sort of develops B'Elanna's.
But we don't. I mean, we didn't take anything like that into account for the other series
either.
That's
true.
So we're just talking basically. I mean, you'd have to keep every episode in Deep Space Nine and a lot of in TNG. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What is this episode even about?
It's just about there's the two. They answer the distress signal, which ends up being their distress signal, and there's two Voyagers. So it's basically just sort of a spatial anomaly.
That's right. That's the one where they go off in the shuttle and then they have to come back. And is it the Voyager that's pointed towards us, or they geek out in science to science.
Yeah, I'd probably.
It's all right.
It's not very memorable.
All right. So then we got Time and Again.
Probably not.
They show up. At a Polaric planet.
The orange planet?
Yes, the orange planet.
Okay.
Generally not. No, yeah.
AKA the orange planet.
That's terrible.
So they have the... Phage?
Yes. Come on, that's a great episode.
Phage, yeah.
The Vidians.
You gotta have Phage, yeah. Phage is good.
Neelix loses a lung.
Then you have the cloud, where it actually was like a living organism.
I mean, I think that's... the reason I like it.
The cloud is
because you get that
decent.
Sort of that Neelix scene of like, are they just going to go into every single one? And Janeway's like, you either in or out, or... Like Jonah and the whale.
Eye of the Needle.
Yeah, that's the Romulan.
With the micro wormhole.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Romulan, but he ends up being in the past. No. Ex post facto. Tom Paris is convicted of murder.
Better than
I forgot this was episode season
this is better
one.
So it's like, do you like this or A Matter of Perspective? Which one is your favorite?
No, this one, I hated this one.
Really?
This is the one where it goes black and white when it goes into his first-person mode or whatever.
POV.
No, I did not like this episode.
What are your thoughts?
It's good. I mean, it shows Tuvok investigating.
Directed by LeVar Burton.
I mean, it shows Tuvok investigating, which you never get again, by the way, or any security officer.
Yeah, I think I'm going to override Daniel.
Boy,
include it. Emanations. Harry Kim is transported to an alien world the same time as a dead woman's body. Man, I forget.
That's
these
what
are
I'm saying.
One episode.
Because Voyager, to me, yeah. And this is my opinion, and I know I'm the Voyager cheerleader here. Voyager starts off, I'm not saying it's strongest, but it starts off pretty, these are who the characters are. The problem is, it doesn't go anywhere from it. But I think Voyager starts the strongest about introducing its characters, other than the other, well, other than Discovery, maybe. But anyway, that's just why. So I think when you keep saying that, Darren, because that's like the best Voyager is season 1 and 2, and then maybe get post 7 of 9. You know, that's what I'm saying. And so, which there's good episodes in between that, but that's I'm just sort of it lost its steam after the second season. Maybe is what some people would argue.
All right, so Emanations, Harry Kim showing up.
If you like the you know, what is death and afterlife and what do people consider, you know, that's sort of what that episode plays with.
Yeah. So.
I say no.
It's a Kim episode, so you know, take it for what it's worth.
I say no.
I think there's stronger ones we've said yes to before. So let's Prime Factors. This is the one where they steal the technology,
yes.
But it only works.
This
in
is
the
pleasure planet, not at all pleasurable.
It's not at all pleasurable. State of Flux. Janeway and the other senior officers attempt to flesh out a spy who is sending information to the Kazon.
Was one because this is with what's her face, obviously, Seska. Because I think it was so obvious that it was Seska in this episode. Was written, like, it's obviously Seska. I mean, like, you know, they didn't even play with the fact, you know, as the audience. It's not like you're thinking, like, maybe it's not. You're like, no, it's definitely her. It's 100% her. So, but I don't know if that doesn't necessarily make it a bad episode. It's just sort of interesting. It starts sort of like Seska, the Kazon, and I don't know. It's not bad. It's not a bad episode, but that's just me.
This is, if memory serves me correctly, this is the episode with the dress down of Tuvok, right?
No, that's the one we just talked about, Prime Factors.
Yeah, Prime Factors, where he's like, I didn't believe it would be you.
Yeah, because that's
I don't even know what to say.
Okay, so then if there's nothing in that like that in this episode, then drop it. There's just nothing memorable in it.
Heroes and Demons.
This is Beowulf.
Holographic.
But this is the Doctor. The Doctor's first away mission.
This is
his name?
Schmelzer.
What is it? Schmelzer.
Gosh, what does he say?
Something like that. Schweitzer. This is Schweitzer.
Schweitzer. Where he has to go save.
I'm always good for a Doctor episode.
Where he has to go save Harry Kim.
I think it's
right?
funny because this is a Doctor episode. It's his first episode, really. This is the first Doctor episode.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. How do you say that? A shuttlecraft with Chakotay and Tuvok aboard is attacked. Chakotay is left brain dead. I read that as left brain dead, not right brain dead. With Tuvok acting strangely.
Oh, I remember this. This is the one where he has the medicine wheel. And there's two, and there's an alien possessing everyone. But it turns out there's two aliens because Chakotay's the other one. So
wait, is it the moon? Is this the moon one?
No.
Where he sees the moon and that's how he knows he's not in the right place.
No.
Okay.
No, this is it's. I can see why you think it's forgettable, but people keep getting possessed, and it turns out it's because it's Chakotay is possessing. But then there's someone who's possessing Tuvok, who's the bad guy. So,
yes, I remember now.
So it's almost a Chakotay episode, except he's not in it because he's unconscious the whole time.
Yeah.
So it is okay.
Faces. B'Elanna Taurus is split into her human and Klingon halves.
I think it's a good one.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Of course, it's just B'Elanna having to talk like this as a Klingon.
Yeah.
You killed Durst!
Jatrell.
That's a great
member
one.
Of...
That is a great one.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is the... If you hate Neelix, just, watch this and shut
this
up.
This is... Yeah, this is the... He feels bad about the Metreon Cascade. And finally, learning curve. Tuvok trains several Maquis members.
Do you
want to
learn things the Starfleet way or the Maquis way? Punch in the face.
You know, pretty decent.
It's a decent episode. It's just a terrible ender.
Yeah.
Just a terrible season ender. And that wasn't obviously not their intention anyways. But
I think they were thinking it was going to be the 37th, and they're like, we'll just make it the season 2 opener.
Although
So, with 10 out of 16 episodes, that is 62% for Voyager.
I'm not surprised.
We're on the rise.
It's also a short season, so, you know.
But, you know, the odds were in their favor in that regard. They didn't have enough time to make bad. All right. Rolling through to Enterprise. No, it's good. It's, you know, if you want to sing the whole thing.
Now, see, I'm going to, again, at the outset, I'm going to predict it will do well because this is my opinion. I know we've talked like years, but I still forget what Enterprise fans you are. I'm a season one or two, or I forget what you all are, whether you're a three or a four.
I like all of Enterprise.
I like all of it.
That's weird. You can't do that.
I like them for
these are the rules I just made up.
Because I mean, like season three is different, obviously.
That's the terrorist one and the spear builders.
I probably like season three the least.
I like season four a lot.
I do too.
And season four is your more TOS-y, you know, link it up to.
I mean, I love
fan
Amir
service.
Darkly.
I'm hand quoting that because I'm value neutral.
Give me what I want, Star Trek.
So
season one is probably my favorite, but I do like season two and season four a lot. Uh-huh. And I like season three. Right.
We're going to lean into you on this, Daniel. Yeah. Right. So Broken Bow, Keeper. I'm just kidding. That's not even an option. Obviously keeping Broken
That's
Bow.
That's the best pilot right there.
Fight or Flight. Ensign Sato faces her fears.
I like this one. I think this is it establishes the tone of Enterprise.
It's a really good, strong
Isn't this
beginning?
What's the little Blobbo or the little life form they have that she's trying to
it's
nurse?
It's that like, it's like that little rubber thing that floats around and stuff.
Yeah, they got to try to upgrade the defense systems.
No, that's not this one, I don't think.
No?
I'm fairly sure. No. Because I always think it is.
Says Lieutenant Reed tries to upgrade the ship's defense systems, right?
Really?
Here.
Okay. Is that this one? I thought that was something else.
So then we got Strange New World, a storm traps an away team in a cave, and a pollen spores.
That's when they all fight against each other, and, you know.
They get paranoid in the cave. And
it's their naked now. No, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, basically.
It's, I don't think.
I was going to say that we could probably say
It's all right.
I'm not going to get.
Unexpected. Commander Tucker helps the alien crew fix their engines. And
pregnant Tucker.
Commander
so
Tucker
drop that
is
one.
A nipple.
Terra Nova. Not Terra Prime, but Terra Nova. Enterprise is sent to learn what happened to early... Is this the one with
shale.
The
shale.
Yeah. Oh.
You speak shale.
That's pretty good. You speak shale.
You can skip that one.
With the guy who's been in every sci-fi.
Pretty much.
Man. The Andorian incident. Commander Paul taken hostage by Andorians and with the Pajem secret monastery that's actually a listening post. That's a good one. Breaking the ice. Reed and Mayweather extract a rare chemical from a comet while Subcommander considers marriage to Koss.
It's a character one.
Is it really good for Reed and maybe? I mean, I'm going to defer to you, Daniel.
I like the episode, and it's one of those things where it's building the tension between the Vulcans
this establishes the trip to Paul because Trip accidentally reads the letter, and then that establishes that she can only talk to him.
Oh yeah, he knows a little more
about
her than
other people.
She's
only
going
to talk to him.
I'd say keep.
Yeah, it's a character episode. Right. I mean, and that's value neutral, but nothing much happens.
Alright, Civilization. Captain Archer and his away team go undercover in a pre-industrial civilization in order to investigate an unexpected sensor.
Oh, this is the one where he has, like...
this episode.
It's okay. It's very stereotypical, because this is where he, like, meets the girl, and they kissy-kiss.
It's super forgettable.
Yeah,
I'd drop
it. It's not great.
Moving on. Fortunate Son.
Oh, Travis.
Cargo ship Fortunate was damaged. This is... Well, did you know that he was born in space?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It shows
episode.
Another side of life of...
Yeah.
Okay. And we get Nausicaans. I mean, come on.
That's right.
And who doesn't love Nausicaans and Domjot? Cold Front. Captain Archer learns that crewman Daniels is covertly helping to fight the temporal Cold War. Well, that's kind of important.
Yeah, you kind of need
it. the storyline went nowhere, but I tend to be like the crewman Daniels episodes.
I like Crewman Daniels. Yeah, he's an interesting character. Yeah, I'd keep it for sure.
Silent Enemy.
That's
and
the one.
Sato tries to find out what Lieutenant Reed's favorite food is. It's pineapple.
No.
While Captain Archer...
But that's the one where he does the defense set. Isn't that the one?
Well, Captain Archer deals with a secretive and aggressive first contact.
That's...
I mean, he's maybe upgrading even more.
Look it up. Because I think Silent Enemy is the one where they're going to go home. But he's like, oh, we can do the phasers.
Yes, that does have some of that, where Enterprise is now encountering more aggressive. They're thinking about going back to Jupiter Station so they can finish the refit. And this, I think, is the one where they, like, channel everything into it. And
well, they invent
the
phasers, basically. Like, invent install them. So I like that part of that episode.
Yeah, and I like it, too, because it's... It's almost kind of forgettable in a way, because like it's just little bits of,
it's like things are getting worse because you have the subspace amplifiers have been destroyed. They're kind of on their own. It's like, basically, do we need to go all the way back to the home to like be ready, or are we ready?
And
now?
It's basically, yeah, it's kind of like the mantra, or one of the mantras of Star Trek. It's to go boldly, and Archer does that. Like it's basically giving him the option to choose the safe route. And he's like, no, I trust my people. We're going to go do. I like this episode.
Because I think it grapples with a lot of the concept of Enterprise, in as much as from a Captain Archer perspective, because he meets this strange vessel, and it's like, hey, here's Earth. Let's be friends. And it's like, says nothing.
Yeah, and it's like, let's
and then what
not
do you do with that? Hey, not everyone's here friendly.
Right. And he's like, whatever, I'm doing my job in space.
And then they start shooting at him. And then they're like, oh. And so they have to make a decision. Hey, space is dangerous. Are we going to go back home and wait till we're ready? Or are we going to build it up on the fly and, go forward?
Yeah. I say keep it.
Okay, dear doctor, Phlox and Archer must decide the fate of two species. I mean, yeah. Keep it. That's the one where they have to decide to
give. If only we had some sort of directive that was prime. Yes.
Prime, was focused or something. Of course you keep that one.
Sleeping dogs. Ensign Sato, Lieutenant Reed, and Subcommander
Klingons
attempt to help an unresponsive Klingon ship. The gas giants.
It's all right.
I think, do you have the cell ships?
This is the one they're in the Klingon bird of prey. I don't know if it's a bird of prey, but we'll just say this. They're in the Klingon bird of prey, and they have to make it work.
Well,
it's all right.
I got the seesaw from Daniel, so we're not.
It's fine, but it's
Shadows of Pajem. Subcommander T'Pol is recalled to Vulcan. During your final away mission, she and Captain Archer are kidnapped, leading to another confrontation between Vulcans and Andorians. I mean, if you had the first Pajem one,
I'm trying to remember this one. They were kidnapped Shadows by who?
And there's a big blue guy. What's his name? Tren. It's a big Shran episode as well.
Is it?
So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I
guess Shran? So
Shuttle Pod
One.
Yes.
Come on. Drunk.
We don't even have to think about that. Fusion. Enterprise encounters a crew of emotional Vulcans, and they're going crazy.
Yeah, this is one
I like this one.
Where she gets, for lack of a better word, mind raped.
Yes. She does. She gets mind raped, yeah. This explores part of the Vulcan side of things that we don't really... I think it's important, I would say that.
Sure. It does. I know you said we're not using this rule, but of course, it comes up later. All right. So,
yeah.
Rogue Planet. This is the one where they start to shapeshift into weird creatures.
I don't know.
I believe.
What do you all think about that episode? It's the one where
Planet of Night.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like they go hunting, it's like sport hunting on this dark planet.
Wait, which one? Because those are two.
They start to change.
There's one where they meet a group of hunters and they find out what they're hunting, and then there's the one where they shapeshift.
It doesn't have a solar system. The planet, by the steam vents.
This isn't the one where they shapeshift. No. This is the one where they go down and they meet hunters. And then seeing this mysterious woman, and it turns out what they're hunting are these sort of shapeshifting nice people.
Yes. Still forgettable.
Still, it's also sort of very.
We didn't even remember which episode.
The fact that he's like, "Look, there's a white blonde woman." I'm like, "Okay, well, that's a little on the nose."
Acquisition.
Oh, boy.
It's not the.
So
Ferengi,
I'm okay. I want to say one real quick piece about it, and then you guys can overrule me.
No.
Normally, this sort of canon breaking really frustrates me and sort of breaks my face and my head, and I hate it. Huh? But in this case, where it's literally played for laughs and with a wink and a nod at the audience, I don't hate it.
They did it in a really clever way. Yeah.
And we get to hear Ferengi.
Yeah.
I
have to say,
first-ish time.
As much as I'm on Daniel on board with his prequel suck, but I think Enterprise threaded the needle, even though they shouldn't have, with Ferengi and Borg.
Yeah. So I like it for that. Okay. I kind of like it. I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm up for it. Yeah. Oasis. Captain Archer and his way team find a mysterious crew apparently alive on a ship that crash landed.
Oh, this is the Odo episode.
I don't even know.
Oh, they're all holograms.
Yeah.
And it's just the one girl's the real person.
It's got Odo in it. That's a thing. But we could probably leave that one behind.
But not really. Detained Captain Archer.
Oh, this is the one with Al.
Imprisoned on the Suluban Camp.
See, this is sort of, and of course, considering the time and place, this is basically your Gitmo episode. So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vox Sola, strange symbiotic alien creature, boards Enterprise and starts kidnapping members of the crew. Is this the one where they start to, like, vanish and then they're replaced? No.
This is the one where they're all in that web. Voyager. In the...
Yes. In the engineering in the cargo bay. Where it's sort of spreading and spreading. And, like, Reed has to make a force field.
Oh, is this where, like, because they dock and... Is it like they dock and the thing gets across? Yes.
Yeah, I guess kind of it's like an STD episode, huh? It's... Or was that... It's, it climbs across. You can...
The a clear amoeba crosses over to Enterprise, and then it starts to like it's like a spider web.
Directed by Roxanne Dawson.
Yeah, there's actually interesting acting in Goo.
Yeah, all right.
There is some good character stuff in here too, because like our characters are just trapped and have nothing to do but talk to each other,
and they can know each other's memories.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's right. They know each other's like truth. It's kind of like a that Attached. One episode of Picard. Attached.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fallen Hero. So this one has T'Pol and this like strange Vulcan that's causing
them
to
be attacked.
It's the
Vulcan woman. Actually, it's a woman, I believe.
While they have him.
It's her, like her teacher, her former teacher, but then she got into trouble or something. And it's sort of a mystery, and I vaguely recall it.
You could lose it.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move past that. Desert Crossing.
Play desert
Tucker
rugby.
And Archer invited to a desert planet.
Desert
is
rugby.
What the, yeah.
is this topless
is this desert
oh,
rugby.
Come on.
Episode.
I'm trying to remember who's that guy. He's in lots of stuff, too.
He's in a ton of stuff, yeah.
He's in everything. Yeah, he's in. I mostly think of him as like Starship Troopers.
I can't remember what the actual storyline is. Because I know they went down there and they're like, give us weapons. Like you gave it to someone else. And he's like, no, we don't do that. Yeah.
Right. At the end, they're like, no, we don't do that.
Risa.
2 days and two nights, Enterprise finally arrives.
Second best
on
Risa episode.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment.
Out of three. Out of three Risa episodes. It's the second best one. So.
We
just
get into
say
our first two-parter.
That episode, because the Tucker stuff is stupid with Tucker and Trip. But Hoshi gets some tail, and that's fine.
Yeah. Hoshi's was cool.
And
Archer was cool.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, two out of three of those stories aren't bad, so... Okay, so for part one of Shockwave, the Enterprise recalled to Earth after the crew is blamed for an incident, an actual destruction of a colony world. En route, they're hijacked by Suliban and Captain Archer is trapped in the future.
I mean, it's the time temporal war, which is sort of like, meh. But I thought the overall, I don't know if that really deserved a two-parter, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Looking at it in hindsight, it's like, it's kind of forgettable, but at the time, like, you think this is, like, what's going to happen? This is, we have no idea sort of thing, so.
So, man, Enterprise, with 19 out of 26 episodes, rockets up to 73%.
Not surprised. I would have picked season one of Enterprise as the best one.
Rated fresh.
I mean, yeah, it's not surprising. Yes. It's very strong. Yeah, I just see what I did there. Strong out of the gate.
Oh, Lordy.
All right. Oh, we are rounding out towards the hour, so we are going to jump through.
I was going to say.
We're going to jump back to the original series here. Okay, Mantrap. We visit
The Salt Vampire.
Planet
it's very infamous. The first episode ever aired of Star Trek.
Yeah, it's the Salt Vampire. I mean, let's go. We've given everybody their episode, so we'll give them the Mantrap. Charlie X.
That's a good lesson. You know, cool child gets godlike. I mean, I don't know. You guys tell me.
Yeah, like the mental powers. You know, I like this one.
Without permission.
Well, yeah, don't do
so
that.
So progressive.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, we crossed the Great Barrier because God needs a starship to the edge of the galaxy. And you get, I mean, I like all the stuff. Yeah, you've like Gary Mitchell, and you get the godlike psychology, which I love that they touch on it later in Star Trek Continues in a really cool way. I mean, that's not canon, but you know. But okay, we're gonna go for that.
Well, you guys killed the other Naked Time and saying we can't harm the original; it's pristine gold.
That's not what I was saying, but it's not the best of episodes.
Yeah, I drop it.
I know. What's your vote?
Okay. Oh, come on. It's your classic.
The Enemy Within. Yes. Splits the Captain
Dog.
You got it. Mudd's Women. Okay, I'm not a Mudd's fan.
Well,
really
now you say that. when we get into Discovery, I think you're going to change your tune.
It's a little bit different Discovery than
it's
it
a little different
in the original series.
But,
Mudd's is problematic. It's problematic. Yeah. Now, does it make it a bad episode that it's problematic? I don't know. That's arguable.
No.
There's a lot of... Yeah, no. It's just the time.
It's basically...
exchanging his woman for dilithium crystals for their
unfortunately,
own
unfortunately,
I mean, that sentence right
it's
there.
Almost the same as the Enterprise Orion woman episode. And that's embarrassing. That's in both good and bad ways.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. So, I don't know. I'm going to say no.
Drop it.
Okay, what a little girl's made of. Searching for Miss Chapel's fiance. Exobiologist Roger Curry.
Look at androids. Killer robots.
Miri, after discovering what...
Bop him on the head.
Planet Earth. Population.
All little kids, right?
Yeah. Chamber to siege, which only children...
No, thanks.
It's a children episode. I mean,
it's creepy. I'll give it that. Yeah, there's some creepy vibes to it, but it's...
Okay, here we go. Obviously, Dagger of the Mind.
Yes.
That's where...
Scotty's,
that's the
right?
Good one. No, this is the...
The torture episode, right?
Yeah, this is where we get Spock's first mind meld, and the chief doctor is using the device. This is like where they're at, like the institute.
Oh.
And Kirk is down there. Yeah.
The neural neutralizer, which is quite
Corbin Eye maneuver, classic.
Yep.
Though I will tell you, it's not a great episode, though.
It's a classic.
Yeah, but it's just a lot of waiting because when you know once you've seen the episode and you watch it again, you're like, for God's sakes, can we just skip to the end where he just bluffs already?
True.
You just thought it was like looking at the timer. That's like the whole episode. So I'm saying no, but you can go ahead.
Okay, so if I do the menagerie, that gives two because that's actually a two-parter. So I mean, obviously we're doing the menagerie.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And The Conscience of the King, the one Philip made us watch.
I'd say drop it.
I liked it, but...
It's actually pretty cool.
Murder mystery.
I mean, I like... Also connected to the Discovery novel, I like it even more.
Codus, the executioner.
So, okay, executioner. Balance of Terror, I don't even have to say it. It's the classic best trick. Shore leave, crazy stuff going on.
It's a trippy ass episode, if I can say that.
Well, if you want, you know, maybe if you're feeling a little salty for some whatever reason more recently about Star Trek and you want to see a smiling Vulcan, you can watch that episode.
No, I don't really care about smiling
Vulcan. Shore leave is not bad, but it is trippy. So take it for what you will.
Okay, versus the Galileo 7.
Keep it.
Where they try to get back and they're
trying
to
figure
out. That's a great one.
It's a great episode. It's a fantastic
episode. Squire of Gothos. It's actually not bad.
No, I like it.
That's a Trillian one?
Yeah. Felicitations, Captain.
Arena.
No, Arena is
just for the music
alone.
It's
with the the Gorn, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to keep it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tomorrow is yesterday. Go back in time to meet John Christopher with the crippled fighter jet.
Oh, that was the backdoor.
It's actually a really cool Back to the Future.
You say really cool.
Yeah, no, I'd drop it.
You're not a Tomorrow's
Yesterday
fan.
I'm not, because I'm trying to remember, other than finding, because I'm trying to remember what the main plot is. Like, I get to go back in time.
The main plot is they have to gather the tapes and the footage and destroy it, and then they, like, beam him into his, they run backwards, and then they beam him back into his ship, into his fighter pilot right
as they
leave.
It's a weak story for me.
Yeah.
All right. I'll defer to you guys. Court-martial.
Yes,
Captain
good
Kirk
one.
Is placed on trial for negligence after a crewman is killed.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Base seed.
No.
Yes,
I mean, what does it lead to? Nothing.
Into darkness?
The Return of the Archeon.
I'm trying to remember that one.
Archons.
That's right. Which one was
planetary
that?
Planetary population controlled by a powerful being called Landru.
Oh, no. We could probably leave that one behind.
It's like one of those computer... Yeah. Controls the people thing.
Oh, is that the one where you're of the body and they're like just druids?
Yeah.
It's kind of trippy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd leave it.
Taste of Armageddon. Enterprise finds a civilization at war with its planetary neighbor.
Oh, is that the computer one where they kill each other with computers?
Now you'll have real war and I've fixed the problem.
The virtual
I like it. It's a good concept.
Oh, yeah.
Good sci-fi concept.
Yeah. This side of paradise, despite the exposure to fatal radiation, the Federation colony.
Is it the spores that make Spock happy?
Oh, this is
they're
the
really,
smiling
really
Vulcan
healthy. They're pure bis and exposed to the spores.
Yeah, this is the one where Spock goes happy.
Yep, Spock gets super happy and doesn't want to, and he's just like, oh, Captain, it's
what
cool.
What do you think about this one, Daniel?
Nah.
Okay. No. Devil in the
yes.
Dark. This is the one with the Silic Horda. Yep, gotta have the Horda. Errand of Mercy. I'm
trying to remember.
Oh, wait, this is the Klingons, isn't it?
Federation and Klingons, yes, on Organian, where they won't fight.
Oh, this is where we. The Organians. This is where the peace treaty.
Yeah.
Is,
yes.
Is, I think it's.
That's pretty important.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Yeah. I'd have to watch it again, but it's an interesting concept because they're all like, we're not going to do anything.
Especially with, like, the beginning of Klingons, yeah.
Yeah.
The alternative factor.
Remind me. This is.
Strange moment of non existence.
Oh, is this Lazarus?
A man named Lazarus.
Oh, terrible. Worst episode ever.
City on the Edge of Forever. Maybe.
I mean, do people like
maybe.
That?
I don't know.
It might be okay. It might be okay.
And Operation Annihilate. Enterprise arrives at Deneva, home of Captain Kirk's brother Sam and his family, infested with large
amoebas. Oh, those egg-looking things.
Yeah, we can leave that one.
Yeah.
So we have 19 out of 29. So there's a big season here. So 65%.
It's not surprising because, you know, the first season, I think, is often considered one of the...
And last but not least...
I'm not going to be very good
at
this.
Can I even remember...
This is going to be tough.
This is going to be tough.
So my vote should not count.
Okay, so we have the Vulcan hello. I mean...
Well, you have to keep the first... Well,
we always keep the first one.
Yeah, you have to keep the first three. Because the first two...
Okay, Battle of the Binary Stars, Takuvma, you kind of got to
And then the third
one... Well, I mean, I don't know how you...
The third one's the Discovery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe we just don't do Discovery.
I don't know. Maybe we should save Discovery for its own
You know what we should
thing.
Do, guys? Okay. This is what I propose. And you know I don't want to do this, but I'll propose this. When does Discovery start?
To the 7th of January.
Oh, that's pretty early. Okay. What I was going to propose is maybe we should rewatch it, and then we can...
Yes, we should.
It's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
Reactivate our old CBS All Access account.
So we have 9... Actually, if we're going to do this, we need to decide and commit right now, because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's the last... We're last week of November. There's 9 episodes. We have to watch them all before the 7th of January. So I say, let's do one a week.
What are you talking about? There's 15 episodes. Yeah.
So oh, sorry. This. I'm sorry. I was miss.
That's the preseason break.
I was misreading that.
As far as what we review, you know what I'm trying to say.
But what I'm saying is, if we do the whole season, we're gonna have to do it then probably 2 episodes a week. Our final episode before the new season will be our recap.
Previously on Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
perfect.
And of course, next week is whatever the episode. Short Trek.
Oh, is that next?
Oh, is that all we're going to cover
in December.
Next week?
Yeah,
with
right.
What's his face? Saru, your boy.
Saru.
Yeah.
Saru.
Yeah. Which we did see that picture of his planet looked.
They all
cool.
Dressed the same.
What is his species?
Kelpian.
Kelpian. Thank you. Oh man, remember when they ate him? Oh, that was pretty brutal. Kelpian.
Daniel, do you want me to watch this thing again or not?
So, Daniel, what are we talking about next week? Are we going to talk about Short Trek Saru, or is there an additional?
Well, we will certainly be talking about that, of course, as we always do when those first come out. But there is something else I wanted to talk about, and it was a really good transition into that, Darren. We talked this week about burnt replicated bird meat.
We did.
And
what kind of segue was this going to be?
My girlfriend had a fantastic idea.
Yes.
Yeah, where we are going to find some interesting, as close to reality as we can get for recipes of food found on Star
Trek. Treks. Okay.
Romulan ale, guys.
There's going to be Romulan ale consumed. There will be gach. I don't know how alive it will be.
Blood
we'll
wine.
Feeling.
I'm just saying my wife's interested in the cocktails. So that's what I'm saying.
So we will, I hope to get this all set up very soon, and we'll come back next week. We'll talk about it, and we'll see how it goes.
Now, Daniel.
But it'll be.
Will we get to see how you make a great, because your reputation is well known for how you make a good Cardassian sunset.
Well, as long as I have a couple Budweiser's, Budweiser classics first, we'll see how it goes. So. So hopefully we'll have the time to...
Cooking with Daniel.
Yeah, cooking with Trek. So I look forward to that
awesome.
Hopefully next week.
Sounds great. So like we said, Daniel, where could we find you on the internet if someone wanted to get a hint of those recipes.
People can find me on Twitter at OneUpDan. That's the number one, not the word, as in Cardassian Sunrise is still the number one best drink you can order.
Is it?
Depends what kind of bar.
And Philip, if someone wanted to talk about that CD bar where you go out back and they jump you, where would they find
Well, it's usually a Cation that jumps you, and it's sort of a mixed bag about how pleasant or unpleasant that is. They can find me on Twitter at NCPublicServant, and you can make your predictions now. Whether or not my rewatch of Discovery, Groan Eye Roll, I will find it better. Because sometimes it's better when you binge something, right? Like sometimes like Enterprise or DS9, it'll maybe be a little more bingeable, it's nicer. Or whether I'll just be firmer in my not liking it.
And if someone wanted to find me, they could find me on Twitter, Twitch, or Instagram under username Dr. Sci-Fi. That's DrSciFi. Sounds good. Well, yeah, we better get started if we're going to be ready in time for the new
year.
Before they
fire another showrunner.
So thanks again. Thanks again for giving us the week off last week, and we are excited to be. I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
Stranded here, but soon with food. On City Alpha 3. Come!